My name is Dan Sean, and I'm going to be reading from my new novel, which is currently called Sleepwalk. We're just north of Abilene, Texas, and I park behind the gas station like I was told to. It's an old Texaco station in the middle of the desert, a little stucco box with a couple of bare pumps and an impressively large logo sign on a pole. We made it in just under 9 hours, which is a miracle, but it still means that we're a little late. And when we pull up, the metal back door bangs open and the silhouette of a woman stands in the doorway, her fists on her hips. I clamber out of the cab of the pickup and lift my hand. "Howdy," I call. But already she is turning over her shoulder to emit an angry string of, what, Russian, it sounds like. She comes into a view under a security light that looks over the back door and the dumpster, a dark-haired woman in her late 30s, maybe. An expression of scorn so heavy that it must actually be painful to wear, and I perform a little bow of apology. "Traffic," I say, "was bad," but she doesn't respond. She turns her head and speaks in Ukrainian or whatever, and a short, broad-shouldered Mexican kid comes hurrying out carrying a cardboard box that says "Kickin' Chicken" on the side. In the box, in a nest of blankets, there's a tiny Caucasian infant. "This is supposed to sleep for 8 hours," the woman tells me. "And we were told you would be here 2 hours ago." "Hmm," I say, and the kid holds the box out to me. "So now you got 6 hours before it wakes up," the Ukrainian woman says. "Then it's your problem." "Well," I say, I'm a little taken aback as I hold the box in my arms. The poor creature is literally the size of a stewing chicken. "How old is it?" She makes a vague gesture, which could be interpreted as a shrug. "Is it a boy?" "How do I know?" she says. "When it wakes up and you have to change its diaper, you'll find out, eh?"